So let me just kind of go over the trajectory that we've been on. At the end of May, we all knew what our divine purpose was. Isn't that correct? We were pretty clear. If I taught you well through the month of May, you got to the end of May and went, oh yeah, that's it, that's my divine purpose. So we did, we talked about divine purpose, and then we talked about angels and roadblocks, the things that come up that we don't expect, and also the helpers that show up that we don't expect. The next thing we talked about, which was last week, was the sacred warrior, which is the qualities inherent and also that are latent, that are called forth in us in order to carry out our journey, to carry out our divine purpose. So today I'd like us just to take a little breath, or a big breath, if you'd like to, and talk about our divine triumphs. How about that? It's good for us to stop every now and then and celebrate where we've been, where we have arrived, what it is that we've done in great or small ways that has enhanced our spiritual life, has freed us up. So some of those things that might have come up during this time of discovering and practicing and working through to your divine purpose, and I have talked to many of you, you have had some disruptions in your life. Let's just call them that. Because sometimes it looks like a different word that I can't say in the pulpit. And we are walking right in a big field of it. And so that reminds me, this morning driving in the rain, had I been 2 seconds different one way or the other, I would have hit the calf that ran out on the road in front of me today. Love being in the country. Speaking of the stuff that we are walking through sometimes. So we have tremendous growth going on, but we also have these things, this uncomfortable feeling sometimes where things are getting dislodged, like unfinished business that we're finally taking care of. The urgency that we have to heal and to move on because we've discovered that which is unhealed in us. And we know that this isn't always an easy road. Just about the time we think, oh, wow, finally I have arrived at a point of spiritual peace, I'm at peace and at one with all things, then something happens and our journey continues. And what we get better at is not making those things not happen, but learning how to deal with those things when they do happen. Yes? As a matter of fact, yesterday I was in touch with Alex, who was traveling to the south of France, bless his heart. But he was having a tough time getting there because their plane left Amsterdam for Nice, got halfway there, had to turn back and go to Amsterdam, and they weren't sure when they were going to leave. And he was hungry and tired and lonely and angry. Hungry, angry, lonely, and tired. And some of you in this room know what a bad combination that can be. And I just happened to be thumbing through some of my spiritual reading in People magazine. And you never know. And I was able to send him a quotation in an article honoring the late, great Anthony Bourdain. Tony said, travel isn't always pretty. It isn't always comfortable. Sometimes it hurts. Sometimes it even breaks your heart. But that's okay. The journey changes you. It should change you. And so I think we could take those words, and I'd like to remember him that way, talking about our journey, talking about our travels in spirit and our travels in the world. So thank you, Tony. Rest in peace. So even if your business feels unfinished, if you feel like you're still in the middle of the uncomfortable place, it's good for us just to stop and breathe and look at our small accomplishments. Look at our places where we've overcome some little fear, where we've stepped forward into something that we were afraid to do, where we reached out to another when it was against our nature because maybe we're shy. We reached out to another to be of service. A place where we opened up communication with someone where maybe we hadn't communicated with them in a long time. Maybe we didn't want to communicate with them, but we made that step forward because it was good for us. There's a gentleman named Brian Luke Seward, and he has a website called Inspiration Unlimited. He said, to thrive in the face of adversity, we have to get our egos out of the way. Sorry. And remember, we talked about ego last week, in our class in particular. We talked about the fact that our ego is not something to be obliterated, it's something to be tamed. So that our ego doesn't think that it's in charge all the time. And it would have us believe that it is. It would have us believe that our righteous resentment is well deserved, and we have the right to practice it. We might believe that we're all that. When we're not. Because just when you believe you're all that, something's going to smack you down. It always does. So Mr. Seward says, the triumph of the human spirit includes utilizing our muscles of the soul, faith, optimism, creativity, humor, patience, and persistence. You know, we love stories about humans overcoming great adversity because it mirrors in us the same thing in great ways and in small ways. You know, Brian Luke Seward was inspired by the story of Ukrainians who hid underground during World War II. And I've been to a place in Turkey where people lived underground, the Christians lived underground, seven stories underground for years in hiding. And so we love stories like that because we think, wow, what would it take to do something like that? But you could also say, wow, what would it take for me to get through this day? Right? What would it take for me to navigate to North Austin? What would it take for me to go to a doctor's appointment that scares me? What would it take for me to speak with someone with whom I have had a troubled relationship and say, could we start over? Those are heroic things as well. Those are triumphs of the soul. We don't have to be great big in the world to be heroes. We can be heroes right here in our lives. I think that's why we like to honor dads today. Because for so many of us, our dads are heroes. Even if later on we discovered maybe they were just human. They were also still heroes. I don't know if you've seen it on Facebook, but I posted a picture of my dad when he was a sailor. And he's 6'4", used to be 6'4", now he's about my height. But he was about 6'4 and weighed about 170 pounds. So he's a long, lanky sailor. And I look back at that picture and I think, yeah, that daddy was my hero. And that daddy still is my hero. And he's very human. And as he's gotten older, sometimes a little more difficult. But I will say that he's also gotten more tender. And so, I digress, but I do want to honor that we honor people who give us an example of how we might overcome our own adversities. And those adversities are sometimes external, but mostly they're internal. So let's take stock today of our triumphs over our fears, our failures, our self-doubt, our triumphs over disease, maybe if not the disease itself, over our response to the way we handle that ongoing disease. There is grace in that. Let's look at the way we've triumphed over our old patterns of behavior, over our anger, over our small-mindedness, over our prejudice, over our ignorance, our not knowing, over our insensitivities to people who suffer. Albert Camus, he said, "In the depth of winter, I finally learned that within me lay an invincible summer. In the depth of winter, I finally learned that within me lay an invincible summer." I will say that summer in France is different than summer here. So I want you to take this very metaphorically, if you will. Thank you very much. But do look inside you to see where your invincible summer is. Isn't that a wonderful phrase? My invincible summer. Now, here's the dichotomy that we run into when we are looking at our spiritual accomplishments, our manifested accomplishments. First, it's important that we say, yeah, I did that. I did that. And don't diminish that there was a strength within you to do something, that you were able to tame your ego long enough to say, yes, I did this. Look what we're doing. But for so many of us, once we say, oh, look what I did, there's another little voice that says, yeah, but, you know, what about all this? Yes? There's some little weird puritanical stuff in us that just wants to say, yeah, but, you know, it's not a big deal. We want to say, yeah, but other people have it so much worse. Stop it. Stop doing that. Celebrate yourself, because the other part of that is that you're in partnership with God. Now, here's the other thing. And I will admit that I have done this every now and then. We might say, because we're so smart spiritually, we might say, it wasn't me, it was God. Because we sound holier when we do that. Oh, it was God. Here's the deal. That's kind of a false modesty. Okay? We are mature enough spiritually. We've come far enough along that we are capable of integrating those two things so that we can say, God and I did this. The spirit within me worked. It came forth through me as me. This was my destiny. This was my divine purpose to heal this thing, to overcome this thing, to be this person, to be more than I thought I could be. God and I did that together. So never apologize for practicing your divine purpose. Never give it away. Never get too holy about it. Because it's an integrated effort. It's humanity and spirituality marrying each other in a perfect union of expression. I like that. I wish I'd written that down. So, it's pretty good. So that's what it is. So you give God the credit, you give yourself the credit, you say, look what we did, God. Look at this fear we overcame. Look at this thing that I created out of this incredibly inspirational urge that lives in me. You know, Kit and I are still working this out, but we're going to give all of you that care to an opportunity to overcome your fear, to practice doing things that maybe frighten you, but there's something inside you that wants to come out. So we're going to have, probably sometime in the fall, we're going to have little, like Wednesday night or maybe Wednesday afternoon labs, workshops, where you can come, and if you want to try to sing for the first time in front of other people, you can sing. Did somebody say, uh-oh? Okay, you're first. Or if you have something that's very important to you, that you're skilled in your knowledge and you want to share it with other people, but you're afraid to speak in front of others, which is the number one fear, of course, we're going to give you a safe place to do that. We'll help you bring forth your own excellence. Would that be all right? Yes. All right. So we're going to look at helping each other out, supporting each other. Wouldn't you like to come and support your friends at learning how to be the very best at what they'd like to be? Yes. Yeah. So you can have that same thing for yourself. So stay tuned on that. So watch out for saying it wasn't me, it was God, because that implies there's two things. That implies a duality, doesn't it? Yeah, they're one. They are one. Now, the best way that I can know of to handle this dichotomy and this internal conflict about was it me, was it God, is just to have gratitude. Just have gratitude. That takes away all the questions. Just be grateful. Just be grateful. Something good happened in your life. In some way, you conquered something in you that had not been healed, had not been expressed. Just say thank you. Because gratitude is what acknowledges that there is one being. It opens us up. It lets us celebrate. It acknowledges God and I are one. And what comes on the heels of that, and we'll talk about this more next week, what comes on the heels of gratitude is taking your gift out taking your gratitude out so that you might empower others, so that you might see in others that which had remained unseen to you. You know, we have a lot of people in the world that are not yet awakened. And we don't have to go out there and knock them in the head to wake them up. But we can go out and be our awakened selves and know that God and I, our God self, our one being, touches every person that we encounter. Now, that brings us up to a higher level of living, doesn't it? It means we have to be awake, we have to be present, we have to be conscious as often as we can, as many places as we can, with as many people as we can, all the time. We're not going to do it all the time because we have human distractions, but that's our goal. So, honor your accomplishments. Look at your divine triumphs. Say, yes, God and I did that together. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. It's simple. And gratitude creates a space for more to happen and more to come to you so that you are able to give more of yourself to the world, and the circle continues and continues. Taylor and I kind of share a love of music that's similar. And I love that, Taylor. I love that we do. And he turned me on to a really cool group called Odessa. And I downloaded their last album. And so it was an experiment that we had today. I don't think y'all noticed it. But I thought I'd have Taylor play one of their songs that he and I like the most off of their last album as the music for you coming in before the prelude music started. But you're so happy to see each other. I told Leah, I said, can you hear that music Taylor's playing? And she went, do you want me to have it go up just a little bit? So we knocked the volume up just a little bit. Yeah, and y'all just got louder, so. But I'm not giving up. I would like to have us have some gathering music as we come in. And you never know what it might be. And it might not happen every week, so you might have to come in and go, are we listening or are we talking? No, don't stop greeting each other. That's what I love about this community. You love each other, and you love each other, and you love each other even when you don't know each other. And that's beautiful. But had you heard the song this morning, you would have heard these words. We run into the corners of the love we choose to make. Tonight we show. We show where we belong, the places I have never been, the places we are strong. Tonight we're golden. We fall towards each other. We fall to the edges of the earth. We burn tonight as one. Tonight we run through love we never knew, our love to everyone. We love tonight for love. We're golden, we're golden, we're golden. Let's pray. So dive right into your invincible summer. That golden place where you and God are one. And will you take a moment just to rest in the knowledge that you and God are on the journey of a lifetime of lifetimes And that today is a day of rest. Today is a day of acknowledging how the God in you, one word, God and I, have accomplished things of which you had never dreamed. Rest there for a moment with gratitude. Let everything else fall away so that only gratitude remains. Oh, we are great accomplishers. We strive for our spiritual growth. But today, we rest. Today we say, God and I are enough. Thank you, God, for that. And I know that what needs to be revealed to me will be revealed in time. But today I celebrate. Today I am in gratitude. And for all the heroes that came before us, that showed us the way, we say thank you to them. For all the heroes that are present in our lives today, we say thank you. And last, but certainly not least, we're grateful for the heroes that we are. For every step we take into our highest good, into our higher expression. Thank you. Thank you, God. We are golden, all of us. And so breathe and exhale. And rest in your golden summer, in your divine triumphs. In the heart of God, where all is well and all is well. And so it is.